What we're doing today is we're going on a speed date. We've done it with the political party leaders of the new formations. And today we thought, as you make your decision ahead of May the 29th, how about we meet some of the independent candidates? We want to know what they stand for, what their policy proposals and priorities might be, and why it is they opted to go this route instead of joining formations either that exist or indeed starting their own. Next up is Sesing Ramotswabodi, who is an independent candidate who wants to contest for a seat in the Free State Provincial Legislature. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time. Sesing, I'm reliably told you and I have something in common.
Yes, Bongani. Good morning to you and your listeners. We're both what is called Suncrest boys. You are one of my seniors.
We went to the same school many, many years ago. All right, let's get straight into it. You want to be a member of the Free State Provincial Legislature. So your eye is not on the National Assembly. Why are you going that route, and why be an independent candidate?
One, I witnessed the levels of unemployment in the Free State. I witnessed the collapse of local government in the Free State, the collapse of public health, the lack of support for small businesses, and the influx of undocumented foreigners in the townships, taking over the township economy. I mean, for example, when you look at the public health in the Free State, you have a situation where you have about 896 infants dying every year at public hospitals, neonatal 824. But the key thing here is that there is lack of accountability. Nobody's taking responsibility for that. So we almost have to go in there and have some sort of a health management reform where we can hold people accountable so that we can improve our monitoring evaluation systems. When you look at the collapse of local government, you have municipalities such as Masilonyana, poor municipalities in the Free State. I mean, there's 9 municipalities that account for something like 2.8 billion worth of unauthorized expenditure. This excludes Mangaung because that's a problem on its own. But the underlying factor here, because all these numbers were presented to the provincial legislature by the Auditor General, is maladministration. We have human beings that are in there that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and this is a direct impact of cater deployment. So we need to go in there and make a change. When you look at the lack of support for small businesses, the Free State government owes SMMEs a total of 1.2 billion rand. I mean, this is on the National Treasury website. It's a total of 8,077 invoices that are not being paid.
So, your former comrades in the ANC would say, well, hang on, you were happy with cater deployment until you were no longer in the party. How do you deal with people who may be suspicious that you, for example, as an independent candidate, really are being opportunistic here?
Look, having proximity makes you see things in a different way. You look at what's been promised, how things are supposed to be done versus how things are done. You look at the way people are supposed to be living versus how people are living. Look at the water crisis in Parys. It's been there for many years. There is no solution. It makes no sense that when someone opens a tap, there is no money, but that money is budgeted for. You know, there is budget for water infrastructure, but that money disappears at municipalities. You have a situation where municipalities will bring in water tanks that are owned by comrades, you know, and it continues. I mean, the Free State government spent in Kwakwala on almost 200 million in water tanks. We know those tanks belong to comrades. So such things need to be taken care of. There is no way, even if you're an ANC member and your mind works and you have a bit of a conscience, which they always talk about, and you're part of this renewal project, you let such things slide. Yeah. The ANC needs to do better.
What?
As an independent candidate, I've been in the mud, and I realize that being in that environment is problematic. It's not changing our people's lives. That's
right,
why we stood up and decided to stand up.
Sesing, appreciate your time. Good luck to you. If you're in the Free State, he'll be on that ballot. He wants to be a provincial legislature member. That is Sesing Ramotswabodi. 702. The Big Interview with Bongani Bengwa. Now, contesting for a seat in the provincial legislature in Gauteng is Tshepo Mogano, also an independent candidate, a former soldier. You are, Tshepo. This is a very different fight altogether.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show, and I'm so pleased to be here. Look, I pledge to serve and defend my country and its people through the constitution and the law for 10 years. That's what I was saying every morning, you know. I would listen to the national anthem and look at the flag go up, But when I look at the situation on the ground, it's so different. It's like I was pledging to serve and defend a country that is full of corruption, that is just maladministration. You know, comrades have just messed it up. They've lost touch with the ground. They don't even know what the price of bread is.
Tsepo, someone will say to you, you're diagnosing a problem that we're all familiar with. What are you proposing to do differently? What difference would you make in the provincial legislature?
Look, my thing is that if we don't look at the issue of oversight, like we need to look at how we can move from people just doing whatever they want and not doing what they should do, and nothing has been done. So my key to the provincial legislature is proper oversight. If we can focus on oversight by enhancing policies that hold those that are supposed to do oversight responsible.
What are you going to do differently? How would you do this?
Look, yes. The most practical way, to be honest with you, is to make sure that institutions like your SIU, your Hawks, your NPA are totally independent. And how do you ensure independence in those departments? You bring tenure.
But hold on. You'll be part of the Gauteng provincial legislature.
Yes.
How would you do that from a provincial legislature? How would you have an impact on how the SIU works?
I mean, look, I've got Anele, I've got Ramano who are doing at the nation. So what happens in the independent candidates is that we are partners in a way. Anele is sitting at the national legislature. I'm sitting at the provincial legislature. If there's policies that I want to pass at the national legislature, she will be the one that will be advancing
right,
those.
Right, but you wanting Gauteng us to vote for you based on what you're going to do for them, and I'm asking you, what is that?
No, I'm telling you now in terms of policies that will ensure a credibility, but that will trickle down to the provincial legislature. But when I'm talking about Gauteng in particular itself, we've got a problem of mismanagement when it comes to resources. I mean, look at the unit like Amapanyaza. I'm from the military background. I can see that those people are not well vetted, well, not trained well. They're not even posted in the right locations, right? So I am saying if we look at those type of initiatives that are done in Gauteng, I mean, look at Gauteng infrastructure in terms of buildings. We've got a lot of hijacked buildings that nobody accounts for. Those buildings are used as butchering our people, they ban our people. Let's look at the issue of mushroomings of the rail networks. Let's talk about the rail networks. The rail network in Gauteng, the overpopulation of our province should be used as an advantage to Gauteng residents.
Right.
Why don't we must fix the public transport. Why are we not engaging the taxi industry? Make sure that we subsidize the taxi industry so that we can build sustainable goods and passenger rail networks.
Okay.
Understand?
Tsepo,
many people that live in Gauteng.
Tsepo, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your time. Good luck to you. Tsepo Mogano is an independent candidate contesting in Gauteng. He wants a seat in the provincial legislature, so he'll be on that ballot. He's a former soldier. What are your thoughts on what he has to say?